Just want to revisit briefly the MLK Day luncheon. You heard some of the controversy there with Lieutenant Governor Brian Kelly talking about brain disorders, et cetera. Well, the main speaker yesterday, the keynote speaker, was Ambassador Andrew Young, confidant of Martin Luther King Jr. We talked earlier in the show here with Robert Green, MSU professor, about him. They were compatriots as well. And listening to his brief media gathering, it's about lasted about 10 minutes yesterday. Just take a listen to when he's addressed here by one of the reporters. Just the way he's able to put things into context, where we were 50 years ago and where we are today. Listen.
Did you think 50 years ago when you were in the civil rights movement, 50 years later today, that there would still be race issues?
Sure. I felt that not only would there still be race issues, but I told my daughters, I'm a male chauvinist pig. You cannot count on me. I want to keep you my babies, and I want to keep you safe and secure, and I want to keep you, in a way, under my protection. If you're going to be free, you got to stand up to me and be what God wants you to be. And so the problems of race and gender and the problems of the evolution of humanity are inevitable. And because the one thing that is certain about the world in which we live is change, there's always going to be a problem to which we have to adjust. But we have more resources now. We have more knowledge. We have more technology. We have more capacity. And asking a question like that is, did I think there'd still be cancer 50 years ago? I figured we would probably make more progress with cancer than we have. But it almost all boils back down to economics.
All right, that's Ambassador Andrew Young, one of his comments to the media yesterday, not part of the speech, but a lot of good context. I love the line about I'm a male chauvinist pig. I want to keep you under my protection forever. What the father hasn't thought about that with his daughters, and yet you've got to branch out on your own, tell me no. And I hear that on a regular basis, too. There's some self-identification there, no question. His abilities over the last 50-plus years can't be questioned. What really can't be questioned is his dependability to the civil rights movement. I don't think there's any doubt about that. Part of the topic today with Dr. John Braccio, Regional Psychological Services, who joins us now. DrJohnB.com is the website to go to. Good morning, sir.
Well, good morning to you, Dave.
I think there is a tie in there in terms of being a very dependable person for the effort on civil rights for now more than half a century, Ambassador Andrew Young, and that dependability, that consistency factor, is what makes him a leading voice, even as he's into his 80s here. Would you agree?
Well, there's no question, because in life, being dependable, being reliable, being someone that can be counted on is really very critical in terms of who you are, who you become, and how others see you, and how effectively you interact in all phases of your life.
The ability versus dependability issue. I've known many people who had rare abilities, but their lack of day-to-day dependability almost put them into the liability, if you want to get to the ITYs category. Have you seen that as well?
Yeah, oh my goodness, many, many times. You know, you're better to be of average ability and working hard and carrying through on what you say you're going to do than be someone of who's high ability and not dependable. Because if you really think about it, if you're not dependable, nobody can count on you, including yourself. The person who's always late, who doesn't show up, who doesn't complete what they say they're going to do on time, these are people that are very frustrating and often people we stay away from. And obviously, these are not people that become successful in life in terms of in their jobs or in relationships. It's a dependable is a very critical characteristic to learn young, carry forward, keep it as a habit, and it can be with you your whole life, and hopefully it is. And I think probably two really good examples are Lou Gehrig and Cal Ripken, because we can see what they've done in sports. I mean, these were, you know, the Iron Man, if you will, the Iron Horse, people that just every day came to play. They might hurt a little bit. They might be tired. They might not be in the mood, but they carry forward. And I think those are good rules and things for us to live by in life. Critical is being dependable.
I look at another sports analogy. We've seen one here recently, the quarterback of the Cleveland Browns, who came out with so much hype, Johnny Manziel, Johnny Football. He has all the opportunities in the world. He clearly has a great gift of talent, but missing team meetings, not showing up for an appointment with the team doctor. They don't know where he is. Suddenly he goes from first to third, then he's back in as a starter, then he's back to third on the depth chart. His teammates feel he's not someone they can rely on, and that's deadly as a quarterback.
It really is, because that's a very key role on a team. But in fairness, any position, if you may not show up as much, but anyone who isn't reliable, doesn't come to practice, doesn't work at things, isn't ready every day, those are the people, really, that don't get ahead in life. And, Dave, we can't really overestimate the importance of being dependable, reliable, doing what you say you're going to do, and carrying forward. One of the things I always mention is my dad. When I can honestly say that I do not remember him not carrying through on something that he really said he would do that was important. He was just a guy who believed in doing that. And when we look back in our life, we look back on those that were dependable, were reliable. You know, if they said they were going to call at a time, they do. If they say they're going to complete a task, they do. If they tell a parent or a child or a spouse they're going to do something for them, go with them, they do it. And for some reason, inexplicable to me, there's so many people that aren't dependable, aren't reliable, and choose to kind of meander through life and often just blame others for not understanding, or just, you know, expecting that, oh, well, this is the way it is, this is all I can do right now, and kind of move on. It's not a very, it's not certainly a way to be successful and get along with people in your life.
Doc, on 4th of July, the Roman candle burns brightly, but it burns briefly. So, it, you know, it can be very bright and brief, but sometimes the it doesn't work as well in the great finale when you want to have some, you know, something that's got staying power and lasts. Dr. John B., of course, .com is the website. Podcast will be there shortly, the place to go here. As always, Regional Psychological Services. You're trying to stay warm. You're thinking about South Beach, but you're trying to stay warm, aren't you?
I'm actually right now enjoying the winter. How does that sound? It's a winter wonderland. As long as, I guess, we don't want too much of it, but we certainly want to enjoy some of it. But otherwise, nothing wrong with South Beach and 70, 80 degrees, of course. But we'll enjoy and love Michigan right now.
And I know you're crossing your fingers that your Spartans find a way to get out of the bugaboo here, with games coming up with the Cornhuskers and then the Terrapins of Maryland, which will be tricky.
You know, that is really true, Dave, but again, this is the time of the year that Izzo's looking at matchups, putting things together, trying to sort out the, obviously, if you touch something, you just get a foul right now in the current basketball world.
True.
So getting ready for, you know, preparing for March and enjoying the ride along the way, but yes, always following the team, and certainly want them to always be the best that they can be. Be dependable every play, every day, as far as that goes.
Speaking of a coach who matches that description very well, Dr. John B., always look forward to talking to you. Have a wonderful day, my friend.
Same to you. Bye-bye.
All right, more coming up on the Morning Wake Up. We'll visit with Dennis Lennox here, and on the docket will be straight ticket voting. That's a bad thing for Democrats, right? He says, hang on, you haven't quite looked at it far enough from the GOP standpoint. That's next, 1320 WILS.